Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest in the studio is Joel Stevenson, actually in his remote studio, and now we're in the remote Radio Entrepreneurs studios. Welcome, Joel.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Joel, you are CEO of Yesware. You want to tell our listeners a little about the company and what it is that you guys do?
Yeah, Yesware is a Boston-based SaaS company. We are a sales productivity solution for remote selling. And what that means is we integrate deeply inside of your inbox, and we help you do things like contact new prospects, interact with them effectively, figure out what's working and what's not working, ultimately leading to building more relationships and more sales.
So you're a SaaS platform. You intentionally did not talk about CRM. Are you compatible to CRM? How do you differentiate from what people think of traditionally as customer relationship management software?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yesware was founded about 10 years ago, and the founding principle of the company at the time was that there wasn't really software that was built for salespeople. CRM, which was sort of the dominant software sold into sales organizations, was really built for sales management or sales leaders or sales operations. And it was sort of built as, you know, and I remember, you know, doing CRM installations, you know, 20 years ago, really as a method of sort of control sort of data integrity and understanding. And so the reps were sort of forced to use it. And like, there's a reason that it's actually called Salesforce, is because you have to force your reps to use it. But we sort of said, well, what happens if you build software that's really designed to make the rep more productive and more efficient versus trying to think about it from an entire sales organization? And so all the tool, like our original sort of innovation was taking some of the marketing automation ideas around email interactions. So who opened your email? When did they open it? And sort of applying that into a sales context. That was sort of the first thing that we did. Then we followed that up with templates and other concepts, but that sort of took off like wildfire. And so we started to get all these users at places like, you know, Twitter and Yelp. And eventually then, backward integrated into the CRM, so that because we're capturing all the sort of activity data, and that was very valuable to the sales organization, sales leadership. And so we do sort of integrate with CRM and our CRM compatible, but what we're trying to do is a little bit different.
So walk us through what a typical user, how they would engage with you. And is that usually an enterprise or is it an individual? Are they sales warriors, independent sales reps, or are they inside of organizations, all of the above?
Yeah, we sort of have this product-led approach to our go-to-market. And so you can go to yesware.com and start a free trial. And that's sort of our preferred go-to-market approach, is that we start with, we hopefully have an individual salesperson at a company have success with it, and then they share it with a colleague or with a manager, and then it eventually starts to grow throughout the organization. And so because of our go-to-market, we end up with all sorts of different people using Yesware. So everything from, we have a lot of, you know, CEO founders that use Yesware because they end up being the de facto salesperson early in an organization's life cycle, all the way up to, you know, thousands of users at places like Yelp. But typically the average user of Yesware is going to be a salesperson in I would say a smaller size company.
And what is the, I know one of the things that most SaaS models, at least probably not so much to do with SaaS, but software, you're trying to provide us a product that is easy to get up and running. So is that part of Yesware's proposition that, you know, it's doing its magic in the background as far as the user, need to dig deep? There's a limited amount of that they need to do. So easy adoption.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's part of our philosophy about selling, is that it's pretty complicated, and the degree to which you can limit context switching is important. And so we integrate deeply into the inbox, and it's because we're sort of a free trial, product-led type of organization. If we don't show value right away, no one's going to buy the product. And so versus you know, a more typical top-down enterprise process that's a little bit more complicated, that's going to have configuration and setup and, you know, a lot of overhead in terms of management. Our product is very simple. So you auth to either Gmail or Outlook. We get a bunch of information about sort of what's going on in the background, and then you're up and running. I mean, certainly there's a lot more that you can do with it over time, but, you know, time to value is sort of in the hours, you know, versus, you know, weeks or months.
And is it the type of app that is for lack of a better term, mining my inbox to be able to offer up suggestions, or am I actively, in other words, is the user very actively using it, or is it you know, providing a value to me with you know, without me focusing on it very much?
Does that make sense? Well, yeah. So it's the sort of the most passive thing that we do is if you send out emails to folks, as you get activity on those, we'll notify you that there's activity happening. And then, you know, that concept sort of extends to more powerful features like templates. So then you can start to see, okay, well, this style of communication works better than this style of communication. And then campaigns where you would say, okay, well, this series of communications actually performs better than this other series of communications. And so we're gathering all that data about what's working and what's not working. You can then go sort of look at that. You use insights from that to then make your approach better, and then use our tool to go execute that better approach. And so we try to have it be sort of a closed loop system whereby we're generating insights or curating the data on your behalf. You're sort of figuring out what's working, and then you're then improving what you're doing, and you just keep doing that until you eventually unlock a scalable, repeatable sales process.
Oh, wow. So it really is as you said, it's really a educational process for the user, not only collecting those data points and, you know, sort of serving up what's working, what's not working, but getting them to refine their approach too. So not only are you providing data, but you're making people more effective, better salespeople.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it works for an individual, and it works for a team, where if you've got a team of people using Yesware and somebody sort of unlocks a particular way to advance someone from one part of the sales process to the other sort of part of the sales process, you can then share that across the whole team. And now your entire team has gotten more effective due to one person on your team unlocking something in part of the process.
So you talked a little bit about your own go-to-market strategy, and it sounds like, for lack of a better term, somewhat organic in terms of how you're building it. Can I ask, does Yesware have a sales team itself?
We do, although we have a very small team relative to what you'd expect for a company of our size. And the reason is that, you know, we do try to practice what we preach, in the sense that, you know, the majority of our revenue does come in through self-service channels. Now, that said, as you get into bigger, more complicated situations, you want to have a salesperson involved. And the way that we've built Yesware is really more for that account executive that's running a little bit more of a complicated, like really sort of solution-oriented consultative sales process. And, you know, sales great for a lot of reasons, but eventually you get to a point where a company has a series of questions that can't be easily answered through self-service, and or they've got a more complicated or specific use case. They've got security questions, whatever it ends up being, and where they've got a complicated buying process internally that self-service is not very compatible with. And you need to have salespeople in the mix for that reason. So we do have a sales team. We also have a customer success team, and they're very active Yesware users.
So in the event that the customer success team, if there was an enterprise launch, they would be actively involved in that. I would imagine if somebody's coming to you organically as an individual, there's probably not a lot of interaction, you know, sort of up and running on their own. But in the enterprise model, you would have more of a team approach to implementation.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly right.
Excellent. So tell our listeners, if they want to get in touch with you or they want to learn more about the product, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, well, the best way to learn about the product is our website, www.yesware.com. And our blog, if you're interested in sort of general kind of sales tips and skills, we've got hundreds of articles about sort of general selling and what works and what doesn't work, which I'd encourage people to check out. And then if you want to get in touch with me, good old fashioned email is probably the best way. It's jstevenson, jstevenson at yesware.com.
So one question that I didn't touch on, Joel, and thank you for the contact information, but it comes to mind is in the midst of a global pandemic, have you guys seen a large uptick? I would imagine a lot of sales professionals, because they're not spending as much time on the road, so to speak, road warriors traveling, visiting clients, have a lot more time to dig into their contact bases and to nurture those relationships.
Yeah, that's right. I think a lot of there's, if you look at this, some of the stats that I've seen, there's something like 6 million non-retail salespeople in the U.S. And traditionally, or they're sort of in the late, 2010s, there was, the split was about half and half in terms of inside salespeople and outside salespeople. And so, maybe that's shifted a little bit, but figuring you probably got at least 2 million outside salespeople that now have to figure out effectively how to be inside salespeople. And yes, there are people that are, we've seen a big influx in our funnel of people trying to figure that out, from big companies in some industries that we maybe haven't seen as much because you can't go out and visit customers anymore. And now all that time that you used to spend traveling and getting right, coordinating meetings and all that stuff, none of that happens anymore. And so now, as you sort of look at that old, kind of analog selling process where things are a little bit slower and the only way you get information back is sort of what you remember and you sort of code into your system or whatever your sort of method of organization is. Now in the digital world, everything is fast and everything is knowable. And so the tactics and techniques that you need to adopt as a salesperson to be effective in this world are a lot different than the ones that you needed in the old world. But still the core sales practices of asking good questions, understanding business, like being a good partner to somebody, all those things are still the most important things, but all the kind of the tactics that surround that now are a lot different.
Excellent. So I imagine that it's been an interesting ride for you, and when you wish you guys continued success and love to hear what's coming next.
Yeah, great.
Our guest on Radio Entrepreneurs has been Joel Stevenson, CEO of Yesware, and we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.